Well, for me, the welcome that the dogs give you when you go down to the spans is amazing. They just want to love you, they really do. The tail wagging and, the fuss that they make, it's for me, it was marvellous.
And you think that was for you, or for the, or were you
The fact
just
that they're
mad?
bringing meat. No, you could do it and not bring anything. When I said goodbye to each one, I left Dot till the last and I sat and I hugged her. And
Do you think she knew that you were leaving?
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know. She gave me a welcome. She's very, very shy and sits very, very petite and, wriggles a little bit. And that was always there.
When you went down the crevasse to rescue them,
Yeah.
was it because they were a useful resource, or was it because they were your friend?
Oh, they had to be rescued. They had to be rescued, whether I have to carry them down the glacier one at a time.
Why did they have to be rescued?
Well, I mean, they are friends and they're companions. You don't desert. If there was a man in a crevasse, 10 feet away from the crevasse that the dogs were in, I would have to pay attention to the man. I would have to do that. But I'd be on tenterhooks about the dogs. We'd have to get the dogs back. You have to get your colleagues back, that's for sure. I was definitely going to be the one that went down and sent them up one at a time. That had to be my role. I wasn't frightened at all. Was just scared of losing them. I'm sorry.
It's all right, you did the right thing, didn't you?
Yeah.